We are celebrating the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. All that and more on Black Hollywood Lives this week.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week.
Okay.
This song, though, it just makes you vibe out. It's like you need to be riding on PCH.
Yes. Beach. It's such a vibe.
Yes.
We're just gonna rock for a minute. Then you came.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome. Thank you for joining us for Black Hollywood Lives at this week. I'm your host, Courtney Stewart, in the building. Mr. Daryl Kristen is out this week, but I have a beautiful panel of beautiful ladies joining me, enjoying the music. Remember Ms. Aretha Franklin, rest in peace, Queen of Soul, we love you. But on the panel today, we got Miss Nakia Monet on the end over there. Welcome. And of course, our favorite bad girls in the building, y'all. Miss Camila Poindexter. Welcome back. How y'all doing?
I am doing great.
Doing good.
A little sad, but
I'm doing good.
I know it is a sad day.
Well, it's a sad day, but it's a sad day for us, but it's also a celebration, of a life well lived, talent. Beyond measure.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we were blessed for 76 years with a goddess of soul that just brought so much joy to so many lives for so long. So, obviously, we played A Rose Is Still a Rose at the top of the show. I selected that song because that's my first, like, as a teenager coming up. Like, that was me marrying Aretha with what I was in love with at the time. So, it sort of was, like, merging because Lauryn Hill wrote that song.
Right.
So, I was obsessed with Lauryn Hill.
Yes.
And that was the first time, like, Lauryn and Aretha, it was, like, bringing the soul era but making it relevant in my youth.
Yes.
So, that's why I picked that song. But do you guys have a favorite Aretha song that y'all like, no, where it triggers a memory all the time?
I mean, my go-to song for Aretha would be have to be R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You know, and we need to have respect across the board, ladies and gentlemen. So I love that song. It just makes you feel good. You can dance to it, and you can just party. And I remember my grandma playing that song, you know.
Yeah. It's so funny. People are saying online, like, the first, every time they hear Aretha song, they smell Pine Sol, because that was like Saturday morning, Sunday morning, wake up and clean it. That's the cleaning music. How about you?
One of my favorite Aretha songs besides this one is a song called Daydreaming.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I love that song, I'm a big hip hop head, and Cam'ron had sampled that. And I remember I was obsessed
with
samples.
What song did he sample?
It was,
I forgot the album,
I forgot the song, but he's dedicating the song to, I think, his girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was Juju, I think it was maybe his son's mother at the time. Mm-hmm. And it's literally, he uses the open when Aretha's singing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so obsessed with samples. I'm like, who is that? And I remember going back and I'm like, that's Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favorite Aretha songs.
For sure.
I have to go Google that.
All right.
I've probably heard it, but
Daydreaming.
Yeah. My second favorite was Oh Me, Oh My, Oh Me.
Oh.
I love that song. I've been listening to it like on repeat like 600 times today. So all of y'all out there, including you, like you just said, go find these songs. I'm sure she's going to like blow up on like iTunes or something for a minute. And then people are going to be like, oh, I remember
What's
this.
Sad is like you get bigger when you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
And you get more,
you know, it's crazy. But we are so thankful to have had her for the time that we did and all the blessings of talent that she has sort of encouraged and inspired, because a lot of the singers that we had coming up came because of Aretha. So
who do you think, if they had like an award show,
or
if they did a movie,
who
do you think would they reach out to?
It has to be Jennifer Hudson.
It has to be,
because she sang
first. She wanted Halle Berry, and then Halle Berry was like, well, I'm not a singer, so
not even a little bit, girl.
I think Jennifer would kill it.
Would kill it.
She's a great actress when it comes to, you know, in certain movies, she does great with her. From where she came,
she's not bad.
She does her little stuff. I feel like,
but
I mean,
it'll be all right. It'll be all right.
I try to,
but the voice is the most important part.
Yes,
so
exactly,
that's what.
So.
That's what.
Someone even said like a Fantasia as well playing her.
I wouldn't be mad at Fantasia, because I actually think Fantasia is a better actor than
Fantasia is great.
I'm glad you brought that up. Now I'm gonna have to thank him.
Like to see Fantasia,
because I know Jennifer sanctioned
it. I'm sure you have some juice.
Yeah, I think Aretha wanted Halle Berry just because Aretha wanted to be cute.
Right.
Look like Halle. We feel you, queen. We feel you.
We feel you. We feel you. But again, you guys, go download some music. Remember the soul, because the soul was amazing. Yes. And it never, ever, ever gets old. It never gets old. All right, so we're going to move on to a few topics. We're going to chat about some things.
Okay.
Some black girls doing some cool things this week in the news. So first up, because we always start off the top of the show with positive information or positive news story. We got Taraji P. Henson in the news this week because she has opened a new foundation called the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, named after her father. It is a mental health foundation that's going to be based in Los Angeles. And basically what the organization is going to do, it's going to offer scholarships to black students majoring in mental health majors in school, as well as provide mental health services to youth in urban schools.
Wow.
Which I was like, oh my God, thank goodness. Yes. Her goal is obviously to kind of be a part of taking the stigma away in black communities of mental health and going to see therapists and things like that. Right. Because, you know, y'all up in there.
Well, some people need
y'all need to go see somebody.
Y'all need to talk to somebody.
I was
going to
say, that's kind of good sometimes.
You know, it's okay to get a little help when you need it, you know. But she said she attributed the organization to her father because she said, quote, "My dad fought in Vietnam, in the Vietnam War for our country, returned broken, and received little to no physical and emotional support. I stand now in his absence, committed to offering support to African Americans who face trauma daily simply because they are black."
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I was just talking to my aunt because actually we went up to San Diego this past weekend to visit my cousin that's in the Navy.
Okay.
And I was just saying, wow, it's crazy how you can see a lot of people on the side of the road with veteran signs or something. Yeah. And I was like, they need something in place where they're taken care of afterwards if they're fighting for our country.
For sure.
And risking their lives, you know, every single hour.
They shouldn't be on the streets.
Absolutely not. Like, if you put your life on the line for this country, there is no reason why you should be homeless and unable to get health care.
Because that's why a lot of them sign up, because they promise you all these things at the beginning. Like, you'll be set up for life, and it's just...
Then when you get your leg blown off, they're like, okay, go home, and you gotta figure it out.
And not just, I mean, physical injuries, and then obviously the mental injuries. Like, and it's so funny, my friend who was a Marine back in the day always talks about how, like, you're trained into being a Marine, and you do all this stuff, and you see these horrible things, and you go do these horrible things, but when you get back, they don't deprogram you, or untrain you, or to fix you to be able to live and like
to cope with society,
or give you the resources to do it. Really,
they just kind of throw you away.
They just kind of throw you away. Cool. So it's not cool. But go Taraji. I think that's beautiful, especially with the kids in schools.
Yes,
with the gun violence going on and all kinds of stuff like that.
Especially like in the black community too, because that's the thing where we didn't speak about it a lot, and now more people are starting to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it's good that the youth are now starting to hear about it. Where I wish that we kind of had something like that 15-20 years ago, but I'm happy that now we have something and the kids coming up can have something like that. So shout out to Taraji.
We're evolving, y'all. Yes, we're evolving. That organization launches on September 22nd at her Taraji's Boutique of Hope event. So I'm sure you guys can go online and Google it if you want to donate or do anything to help the foundation. So check that out. All right. So then we move on to our next story.
The juice.
Occasionally, we do a Trump date, meaning Trump update. And it's sort of a Trump date, but it's more about Omarosa versus Donald Trump. So I don't know if you guys heard week. Man. I'm sure everybody's kind of heard. You know, I almost went about to talk about this story because I'm like, I don't want to give her no press. I want to give him no press. I don't want to talk about this at all. But
let's give it a little couple
of minutes. It happened. All right. So she got a book. For those of y'all listening that may not know, she got a book. And she's been on her press tour all week, y'all. Lord. She started out on Monday, ripe and ready, talking about she has some audio recordings of Trump and other White House staff saying all kinds of crazy stuff, and it's going to make the administration shake in their boots. Well, Trump got mad, and he went on Twitter like Monday night.
As he does.
Because apparently, as he's eating his Big Macs in the bed, he just needs to tweet. And he tweeted the following, which has since gotten quite a bit of conversation and backlash. The tweet was, quote, "When you give a crazed, crying lowlife a break and give her a job at the White House, I guess it just didn't work out. Good work by General Kelly for quickly firing that dog."
Ooh.
End quote.
That's why he is not.
You know, he wanted to type the N word so bad.
And was like, of course.
Excuse my language. He definitely wanted to disrespect her more than
that. He wanted to put that N-word.
And that's why I personally can't respect the man, because you keep disrespecting my peoples and just my country. Like, you whack.
But you know what, though? Like, Omarosa. Oh, God. Like, It's like when your massa, you've been a good little house slave, and your massa's done with you, and now you're upset, and now you want to tell all the other slaves how bad he is, but we already knew how bad he was.
Yeah.
And my thing is, she claimed that she heard these audios of him saying the N-words on The Apprentice. But sis, The Apprentice was 10 years ago, so you then joined him. You defended him. At least Ivanka Trump plays the card where she pretends that she doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, right.
You go on the media and you're like attacking The View, you're attacking Wendy Williams.
Everybody attacking. And by the way, honey, we ain't surprised he done said the N-word.
Right.
We know.
Like, ain't nobody surprised or shocked or amazed by that. Like, what do you think?
His base don't care.
Okay. But do y'all want to read the book?
I might.
It's kind of juicy.
Do you? Okay, see, that's what we're gonna talk about right now.
Well, only because I'm nosy. I'm a Virgo, so you know, if it's some juice, I just kind of want to know. But I'm not gonna buy the book.
I'm not buying it.
I'm definitely not
buying the book. Now, if someone has the book and it's just there,
and they're just like, "Hey, girl, here you go."
But I don't think I would pick. No, I'm probably
gonna go to Barnes and Nobles and just sit down read it and just get to all the juice. But I'm definitely not buying her book.
I wouldn't buy
My question is, what do you really think could be juicy in there? Like, because we already know he's a shitbag. Like,
well, we know he's a shitbag, but it's
that's true.
If you hear it, like, okay, for him to physically say it, we're like, we knew it. You know, it's kind of one of confirmation. Yeah. But so I don't need like to know. But it's like we are,
because I already know he's just a bad person. I know he's racist. Like, everyone's so shocked. I'm like, guys, he's just a nasty person in general.
Nasty? He probably done did nasty stuff with girls.
Like, I feel like he's the next person to be on the he did this to me, you know, campaign. Because he's weird
he's
to me.
Gross.
Gross.
I just want to read the I just want to be nosy and read the stories, but though I won't confirm anything because I already know. I just want to be like, okay, cool.
It'll just be more information that we didn't need in our lives or in our White House, but that's okay. Well, the second question of this entire situation is, can Omarosa get her black card back?
I think people felt bad because he said he called her the dog, and people were like, oh, I may not like her, but he shouldn't call a black woman a dog. And I think if she plays it right, she might be able to use that. But because she's such an evil person and she's been so mean to a lot of people in the media, it's like they're going to look at her and say, why would we want to have your back?
Mm-hmm. I will say that she has started her Get My Black Card Back tour.
Facts.
And she gave the following quote.
Is
to
that
Brio.
The hashtag or is that...
No, that's what I just made up, girl.
Oh, my God. It's just weird. It's so cruel. I would love that if that was the real-life hashtag, though.
Totally just made that up, guys. But here's her quote, just so y'all can feel like, you know, the sister's trying to get back in the fold. She's trying to come back to the barbecue. She said, quote, in some ways...
She messed up.
I came up short. A lot of that was because of the animosity towards Donald Trump. People just generally were devastated that this racist was going to run our country. So no matter what efforts I put out, people didn't want to see that type of residual outreach. So she blamed us for what she was up to.
The nerve.
She said, y'all was just so, like, shocked and mad that he's racist.
Yeah, we were shocked that he was saying racist things and how Mexicans are bad people. And
no, you need to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
It's our fault
that you messed up.
So, right now, I think the polls say hashtag no.
Right.
She can watch the barbecue, but she can't come to it.
No, she can walk by it with Becky
and Stacey Dash.
And
they can't
keep trotting.
And you can wave and smell the whiff of the ribs.
Okay.
But you cannot partake. You can go eat Becky's potato salad with the raisins in it.
With the raisins in it.
You won't get any of our potato salad.
You ain't getting none of ours, okay? Ooh. All right, so we're going to move on.
It is totally different.
It's a different kind of show this week, guys. We're just chatting. Just,
you know.
It is what it is. Okay, so we're going to move on to the EUR Web Spotlight Story of the Week.
EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
And because beef just seems to keep going around on the internet
and
this week.
And I thought we were all vegan now.
You know what I'm saying? No, girl. We are eating bison up in this bitch because Nicki Minaj, girl.
Lord.
Okay, I should share what the story is and then start judging. Okay, so Nicki Minaj was in the news and the tweets and in the Twitterverse and the Instaverse and everywhere else-verse this week fighting with her ex-man. They've been broken up for like 4 years. Okay. We found out some information. Basically, she's been on her press tour because her album came out. It's whack. I'm sorry.
It was hyped up.
Let's talk about y'all Nicki fans.
No, I like Nicki on certain songs, but I like her delivery and you know how she raps and stuff, but not every song.
Not really a Nicki fan. Okay.
Yeah, I've always just wanted her to win because she was a Sag and I'm a Sagittarius, but I'm not a Nicki fan. And
then I am an E fan.
When I see all the mean and nasty things she was doing to like a Little Kim or Remy or Cardi, it's like I can't. And then I've worked in entertainment and I worked with, so I'm good.
Okay. Well, I tried, y'all, because everybody know I'm not a Nicki fan, never have been. You know, there's a few things I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah. But like, I've never been that into her. But the album's whack. Even my Cycle House coach today, because I went to Cycle House at 6 o'clock in the morning. Her name's Michelle. She's awesome. It worked my butt off. But she was pissed because she's a huge Nicki fan. And she was like, in honor of Nicki's album being so whack, let's listen to some old Nicki shit.
Right.
So,
a lot of Nicki fans weren't feeling this.
Yeah. So anyway, she pressed tour in about this album. And apparently she also knows it's whack because she has decided to make her press tour about all the things that Safari Samuels did to her that were wrong. Okay. So apparently he stole her credit card, paid for hookers. Oh, no. She stabbed him.
She stabbed him.
And he was trying to be like, girl, I was trying to keep it a secret, but now that you out here like this, I'm going to tell everybody, you stabbed me and I lied to the police so that you would not get arrested. And they just been going back and forth, like posting stuff on Twitter and on Instagram, and it's all over the Shade Room, and it's just everywhere. And I'm just, some people are saying they stand for Nicki, and they're like, Nicki hasn't said anything since the breakup. Like, she's been radio silent, and this is the first time she's actually, like, speaking her side of the story, and she's entitled to that, and she should be able to do that. And then other people are saying, Safari ain't never said a bad word about Nicki for real.
Really,
not
for
until
real.
Now when you said, but even if it wasn't a bad word, he just told the truth, you stabbed me.
Right.
So
He's been very protective of her. And I sat there and tweeted, oh my God, I don't know if you guys
know. The barbs come for you.
I made it to the shade room because I was just like, you know, maybe she's fed up of being silent. Some people get tired of being silent. You know, oops, my bad. But it ended up on the Shade Room. And I didn't even know at that point what they were arguing about. Yeah. I just was like, dang, she's going off.
Yeah, because
like,
she definitely went off.
So she's probably just fed up. But once I got to see what she was talking about, I'm like, girl, some of that stuff you could have, you know, kept to yourself.
You could have saved it. Oh, put in the music.
He really, like you said, he has really had her back. And I've never witnessed or heard him say anything disrespectful about her. He always is like giving her props, trying to, you know, encourage her
pushing her album and stuff like that.
And, you know, just, I don't know.
The only thing years ago he said was she didn't write her lyrics. But then he came back and was like, you know what? I still love her. She does. My bad.
Right.
And then since then, he's been living a positive life. He's even been talking about her positively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when she was on Funkmaster Flex and she just started talking about Safari, I'm like, sis.
But I wonder what question, because sometimes do you think it was edited out to where they asked the question beforehand and then?
I didn't see the full interview. I've only seen clips.
Yeah.
So it's possible that whatever the answer was triggered all up. But girl, when you start talking about he was still in your car and begging you to come to Germany and hookers.
I don't care what you were doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even that, she starts fighting with like DJ Self.
Oh, yeah.
Like, girl, what are you doing?
Even with like VH1 people, and it's like, girl, you were just on VH1. Yeah. So they're like mad at her too. Why like, you just mad? Had that VH1.
She was
check.
Doing a lot. I think it's because the album wasn't good and she needed people to.
You think she's just purposely arousing controversy?
I think it's both. I think she really is frustrated.
Smart
because she's right. She didn't say anything for years. And I think because releasing her music, she's like, people look at me like I'm the bad guy, but it's like, but these are the things that you have been doing.
Yeah.
You've been coming off like a mean girl to the Cardis and the Remy's and now Safari.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling your side, but you're like four years late. You don't look that good, you know? I'm still on Meek. Like, Safari's three boyfriends.
Yeah.
Now. It's like Nas, Meek. Like, I want to hear about Meek and Nas, not Safari.
Well, clearly, she's still missing that penis or something. I don't know. It was an arm. I mean, have you seen the picture?
It was an arm.
It was a stiff
one. I miss it, too. It was a whole arm, guys.
That was a lot.
It wasn't that just, you know, when you measure, you have a 12-inch ruler. It was like 11.
I don't even know.
It was scary.
It scared me. And that wasn't even like...
Right, exactly my point.
Y'all know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we know. Silence
for those who are listening on audio. Y'all got to insert what I'm thinking. But let's hold on. We have to take a moment of silence for the real casualty in this whole situation. Tiger.
Man.
For those of y'all that don't know, Nicki messed up and dragged Tyga into all of this, talking about Tyga had hair replacement therapy the same day that Safari did. And Tyga didn't have nothing to do with what was happening with y'all.
And we didn't even know that.
That poor baby woke up and was like, what?
Somebody said, how much was the hairline? I think Nicki said, 10,000 or 15,000.
And then Safari, what I love about Safari, because he's so goofy, he was like, yeah, I did. I already talked about it. Yeah. Thanks. He's like, I thought you were trying to be zen. And he's like, me and Tyga did not go to the same doctor.
We went at the same time or something.
Yes, like, but the rumors are, because Tyga tweeted a while ago to Cardi B, and he was like, Cardi, I'm still waiting for, like, you to be on my song.
Right.
So people were saying she was mad about that, and that's why she threw Tyga under the bus.
Oh. So do you think it's Cardi or Nicki? You don't like Nicki, but, like, as far as artist-wise...
All I will say is, I bought Cardi's album.
Same.
And I don't buy music.
Her album was really good.
But I bought her album.
Her album was
and
good.
And I still listen
her
to
album
it.
Was good. I always... Like, I want Nicki to win, and I'm not a Nicki fan.
She's already won.
She's winning. I just want her to stop talking and just promote your album. Your barbs love you, but stop talking about Cardi and stop throwing subs. Yeah. Leave Safari and Tyga's hairline alone.
Because you jocked Lil' Kim a long time ago.
Man, so, I'm a huge Kim fan.
You can't really
That's the whole reason why I don't really like Nicki, is because I never received how she spoke about
And I still
Kim.
Feel like you need to give a real apology, not like...
You want Cardi to do what Kim was just only asking for you, and that was to pay homage.
Exactly.
And Kim's album is trending, so there's that. The real queen.
I love queen.
Well, there you have it. That's our EUR Web Spotlight Gossip of the Day. Y'all should go check out some of those tweets just because it's funny to like. Actually, don't even read the tweets. Read the comments under the reposted tweets by the Shade Room.
Amazing.
That's way more interesting
the
than anything. Comments,
you know? Comments, yeah, hilarious. The comments are hilarious.
The comments
people
are
come
amazing.
Out the woodwork with like how they say something.
Say it,
like,
and you be like, oh my God, I literally am on the floor like it's better than watching television
right,
sometimes.
Right, it
this
is.
Not
by yourself in the toilet, like.
I love when people write comments. They're like, I'm just here for the comments.
Right, exactly.
Don't be ready for Shade Room comments.
True life, real life, a mess. Good luck, Nicki. Hope your album sells. Good luck, Safari. You are already doing just fine.
He's doing amazing. Got a book deal already.
Got his coconut oil, and he's good.
He's best life.
He is.
All right, so we're going to close out the stories with this last story that I found quite interesting. So some of you may or may not know, there's a woman by the name of Janaea Butler who is running for a seat in New York State in their House of Representatives. And she has, like, partnered with this organization to start... Their idea is that they want to start something called the New American Party. And what they're trying to do is get Black people, the hip-hop community, behind these specific individuals to run for office and eventually start our own political party that is based and rooted in hip-hop and the urban community.
Wow.
Because they believe that, you know, hip-hop came around 40 years ago, completely vocal, free speech, and started a whole movement that really changed the face of our community.
Right.
And they feel like we can utilize that same power and that same energy to start a political party, which could have some serious...
Kind of like how when we had Obama in office and everybody came out and was
and
like,
yes, supported
we can,
all
yes,
of
we
that.
Can, yes, we can. So I can see that happening.
Yeah, and they have reached out, even though I don't understand this, I'm like, I'm trying not to... Sorry, as soon as I start talking, I start judging while I'm talking. I'm not going to do that. But this ain't no news show, y'all. So they've spoken to Busta Rhymes about potentially running for governor. And they've also reached out to LL Cool J, but have not heard back. Now, when I read that, I kind of just giggled, like, really, Busta? But you know, Busta might be doing some stuff that I just don't know about in New York, and like I just maybe he's just you know.
Hey.
But last I heard, he was hulking up on somebody at the gym,
right?
Yes. Like okay, even though theoretically I'm like, oh my God, this could be like a really amazing idea. Inside, I was like, sis,
you might want to rethink those rappers.
This the direction we go.
Yeah. Because that's what I was gonna say. She might need to go for like a common.
Yes.
Yeah, but he ain't in New York. They need New Yorkers.
New York.
Right now
thought,
it's
state
based.
Chicago, right? Okay,
yeah, he's
right,
in Chicago.
Right.
And LL lives out here in LA.
What about Nas? Well, maybe he keeps, I think they keep a home in New York, though. I'm pretty sure.
What's
so.
Up with Nas?
I don't know.
Nas are like a Mos Def in New York, maybe?
Mos Def got too many kids.
Facts, and he just got in trouble.
Oh,
he just
man.
Was,
damn.
I think he got like 15 kids or something. Oh,
and he was just let back into the country, so maybe not. He was stuck in Africa.
Oh, no.
They probably won't let him do anything.
This is such a mess. Okay, well, let me. I'm going to read a quote from Janaea just so we know sort of where her mind is with the people that she's selected. This might give us some insight. I'm not making fun of this. I actually think it's a brilliant idea. Jhenea Butler said, quote, "We're looking for somebody that can energize the vote so that we can clear 50,000 votes, which is what they need to secure a guaranteed ballot line for the next 4 years, and someone who resonates with millennials and young folks."
Okay.
Is that but really Busta Rhymes?
No.
You think about millennials. Millennials are 40 and, I think when
Millennials are technically...
Am I a millennial?
Yeah, we're millennials. I'm on the cusp of being a millennial because I'm 36.
Right. So, like, the oldest millennial, I think, is, like, 38 right now, maybe? Yeah. 37, 38?
It depends on which article you read. But right. Millennials are generally, like, late 20s, early 30s now.
So, you know.
You don't feel Busta Rhymes? Like, you wouldn't be like, yeah, I'm a
no, when I was younger, Busta Rhymes was like, I love you know? But I don't think for, like, a political party. Yeah. I wouldn't follow him.
You don't think you would get energized? Do you think that would energize people, though, to come out in your age bracket? Like, no.
No.
Who would then? Think about that. Let's see for a minute. We need to give them some candidate options.
Okay, let's see. Who can
there has to be
hype.
Somebody.
Probably Diddy, but...
Yeah, Diddy would actually be a good one. I can see Diddy running. Yeah,
he did
the Rock to Vote back in the day.
Yeah, he'll get you high, be proud to be black.
All right, he would definitely get you pumped. Exactly.
While yelling at you at the same time. But,
yeah, and telling you that you need to be, you know.
I could see Diddy. I could see Wyclef coming down and play. Wyclef's not New York.
I could see Wyclef.
Also part of that.
Isn't he kind of New York Jersey?
I think he's like Jersey because the Fugees.
Maybe.
Because they did that Rock the Vote thing when Obama was running. Wyclef and Diddy. So I can see them. Khaled. No, Khaled's here.
He need to stay.
Maybe like, sir,
I don't want to hear another week of this.
I don't think Khaled's
going and boom.
She got me choking. He'll be having his son running.
Assad.
Yeah, Assad will be the governor of New York. The crazy part is that people would be like, oh my God, that's so awesome, he's running.
Exactly.
We're voting for the baby Assad.
For real.
We're voting for baby Assad.
That's how crazy this world is.
It is crazy. But at least there are like some guidelines. Like, I think you got to be like 45 or something.
Yeah. Okay, so.
But if they're saying in that age range, I can see like Diddy.
Because he got everybody.
Is that really our only option, though?
It's probably only in New York.
Is there nobody else in the hip-hop / black, woke, urban community New Yorkness?
Like, all the other people are now in trouble, so
yes,
he can't go to
that. See, that's so sad. Like, what? Dang it. Russell would have been
Russell
good,
Russell
would have
been
too.
Great, but see?
Dang. So his brother can't do it? Riff? He ain't nobody coming out for him.
No.
He, no.
But Russell would have been great. Russell did he? But it. Russell, when you do dirt, I mean, well,
it comes back to get you. It's a legend, but.
Right, but.
I know, right? Oh, right. So he might. York,
maybe Cardi B can wake people up. People love Cardi.
She need to just keep rapping and playing with her and being the mom and all
just
of that.
Enjoy
baby party. Culture.
Well, all right, guys. Let us know in the comments, like, who y'all can think of. I'm going to keep thinking because, in the end, like, we talked about this a few episodes ago that obviously it's Democrat versus Republican. Donald Trump is definitely going to be their nominee unless some amazing thing happens and he ends up in jail in the next year, which I don't see happening. And we don't really have anybody on the Democratic side to shore up that kind of energy to like really make this happen. So we got a long way to go in a very short period of time, guys.
So when's the deadline?
So that deadline, that's for state elections, though. They're trying to get they have to get like 12,000 signatures by August 21st just to get listed.
It's August 21st?
Yeah. But that's
next week.
Oh, they need to work.
It comes fast because November.
Yeah,
November is less than 100 days away. And that's how they get listed.
In another week.
Yeah, but then they need like another 50,000 signatures to get like on something for the next 4 years.
Well, they need to start doing some ground footwork. Yeah. Get out there. Into these schools.
She seems
and
to
colleges.
Think that 12,000 or however many they need for the 21st
will work.
Is possible.
Well, Busta does have, what's his name? OT Genesis. Maybe he can be like, I'm in love with the voting. You know?
Hey.
I got it from him.
Anything is possible.
You know? I don't know. But he's a person that people follow. I mean, he's from the West Coast, but he can bring that.
Would y'all have voted for Jay?
Z? Yes.
For sure. I'm biased. I'm a big Hov fan. I'm from Brooklyn. I definitely would vote for Hov.
I mean, I know they've moved to the West Coast technically.
But I feel like him and Beyonce, they're doing some things out here.
Yeah. They want to be.
Yes.
In Hollywood.
Yeah.
I think they want to be like able to do whatever they want to do now and not be judged, you know? Because I feel like she's slowly doing certain things. It's like, what? But she's a Virgo, first of all, and she's from Houston, so she's a freak. She's just putting it in the bag.
I feel like most Virgos, y'all are.
You know? Oh my God. You're a little juicy. That's why she's Sasha Fierce.
She's like, and it's funny because now she's sort of marrying her identities. Because it's always been very separate. Like, oh, that's on me on stage. Like,
girl, that's you, honey. You busting that booty out.
Because it's in there.
She's like, you're going to get this black national
she
anthem.
She just got comfortable letting it all hang out. But it's all good. Are y'all going to the show when it comes here?
I plan to.
Are you really?
I didn't get tickets.
I already saw Lemonade when it was just here. Like, I just saw, I'm not about to go
the
see
thing
this.
Is, and I'm not going to pay. But if the boo come through, because I know he's going to be there.
Okay.
He better come through.
Can he get some extra
tickets? That's what I'm saying. I gotta be super nice. And I was like mean last week. I'm like, damn.
You're real nice. Because they're coming too.
It's coming in September, right?
Yeah. September. So, and it could be my birthday.
Because I thought they were too overpriced. I was like, I ain't paying.
But my thing is, I've seen them perform two or three times. So it's like, I don't really feel pressured to see.
Yeah.
I talked to someone and was like, oh my God, the Beyonce concert was nice. I was like, well, have you ever been? Yeah. He said, no. So I was like, okay, for you, it's different.
Yeah.
But for me, I've been. I've seen her perform. I don't think I can see her perform any more up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
I've never seen her live. I've seen every Jay-Z concert. Mm. But when I went to Coachella one year, she came on and danced
with
Solange. So like, I would love to see her in person.
I only wish I had gone to see her at Coachella.
She was supposed to go, she didn't go.
Yeah,
and I'm kind of happy.
That was a good performance.
Yeah, I really wish. I mean, I'm glad I saw it on my TV and it was like light, but I think I would have liked to have been in the room for that or in the outdoor space, whatever.
I know a couple of dancers, so that was cool to know. And because I was like drilling her, like, girl, you are amazing. Like, how was it? She was like, dope. It was unbelievable. Yeah. And I was just like, I would have just passed out.
That gave me the chills.
In the middle of the dance, like,
it was so black, I loved it.
There you go. So we would vote for
Jay-Z.
First lady. I mean, Beyonce can run.
She can run too.
You know, she done got better about talking too.
She
used to be real.
She got real.
I told somebody about that.
Her talking points have gotten really good.
She's gotten better. So I don't know that necessarily she needs to be a politician, but she might be all right as
she
a first lady.
She can just be cute.
I vote that. Okay. I'm not mad at that. All right. So before we get out of here, we want to tell you guys about a few things. First of all, this is just Courtney on her soapbox being like, yo, you going to the movies this weekend? Make sure you check out Black Klansmen or Crazy Rich Asians because they need our money too.
Yeah.
And we want to see more of what they do. You're doing are you doing Movie Anatomy?
I am tomorrow for Black Klansman.
So you guys check out Nakia on Popcorn Talk. Or what is it?
I think it's Popcorn Talk.
It's Popcorn Talk.
It is Popcorn Talk.
Anatomy of a movie. I'm sorry, I'm like losing.
And I'm like, yes, it is.
I'm like, I didn't make that up, right? It's Anatomy of a Movie.
Yes.
Popcorn Talk Network, you guys check that out on YouTube. They're going to break down Black Klansman, and it was real deep.
It was a good movie.
You guys should definitely check it out. If Spike Lee don't win his Oscar,
I'm upset, because that movie was so good. I was in the movie theater like, let's go. Let's go, Spike.
I need to see it. So I'm late.
We need to bring Kanye West to the Oscars this year. And if he don't win, just be like, go on up and say, go ahead.
Right, take
really,
the
stage. I do want to say I got the chance to actually do the red carpet as well. Mm-hmm. And we actually talked to the real Ron Stallworth, mm-hmm. who John David is playing. So that was amazing to meet the man
who
they're portraying in the movie.
That.
So it's pretty
amazing.
Dope.
Awesome. So you guys, make sure you go and support these movies with the black folks and the other folks of color, mm-hmm. because we need them to make money. So these people will stop playing. Like, we don't deserve our shit.
Okay.
So that's what we're doing. Anything else anybody would like to share before we get up out of here?
Yes, I have exciting news. I've been working really hard for this, and it's finally coming to. On Sunday, I will be doing my first pilot
for
BHL.
Yes, she will.
It's going to be called, should I tell the name or should I wait?
Go ahead.
Okay, it's going
to
be called The Club.
Yes,
I do want you guys to watch. So I'm going to be posting stuff on my page, on my Instagram, my Twitter, all of my feeds. You can follow me, The Real Camila P. Or I am Camila P. And it's going to be amazing. And we have some great producers, and we have a great co-host, and hopefully you guys can come and visit me.
Yes, please invite us.
We will be there, girl.
The deal is to have it every Sundays at 4 p.m., and we're just going to be talking about me and how you transition into being a mother, how to continue to stay in the limelight as far as, you know, career-wise, mm-hmm. co-parenting, just everything across the board, how to date and still be able to be a mom, and, you know, just all across the board, you know, we just want to talk to the millennials, and even if you're older and you know want to be hip. It's going to be a lot of stuff going on.
If you're old and want to be hip,
okay.
Go ahead.
I mean, because I feel like I hang out with older people, so I feel like I'm not just going to be targeting just the younger kids, but just to everybody, because I feel like everybody is going to be able to take something from my show.
Yes.
And it's all about positivity, and I mean, we'll have some little stuff that's probably talking about some negative stuff, but for the most part, we're going to smile, have a good time, and have some drinks.
That's what we're going to do. Yes, to drinks. Yes. We always applaud those. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. I will be around. If you guys are in Vegas next weekend, come check me out. My film is playing at the Action on Film Fest. We just finished at Holly Shorts this week. It was great.
Yes!
Check us out. And if you're not, put it on your schedule.
Courtney is doing bit things.
Come on,
Courtney.
Just
like small people when you get up there, okay?
Yeah, for real. I will, I promise.
I'm like, Courtney, remember me.
You guys will have to come hang out with us in Catalina, too. Because we just got a Catalina Festival at the end of September. So come check
out. I'll be right there. You know, right there by the
exactly.
I'll be there with my wine.
So come check all that out. Thank you for joining us here at Black Hollywood Lives this week. I am Courtney Stewart. You can find me everywhere at Stewart Starlet. Nakia, where you at?
I am Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Hey. And you can find me on Instagram at TheRealCamilaP, Twitter, I am Camila P.
Make sure you follow us at BHL Online and come back and check us out next week, because we'll be back with Dario probably doing something else. All right. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend, y'all.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.